Glabe, we shouldn't be giving apartheid Israel billions. They promote racism and dehumanization. By Pam Key on May 10, 2021. Representative Rashida Tlaib, DME, said Monday on MSNBC's Ayman Mohyeldin reports that the United States should stop sending billions of dollars to Israel because it was promoting racism and dehumanization. Tlaib was commenting on Hamas firing dozens of rockets toward Israel on Monday and the Israeli military responding with airstrikes. Tlaib said, "This is an apartheid system, Ayman. I mean, Israel's own prominent human rights organization B'Tselem has declared it, Human Rights Watch has declared it. And Palestinians on the ground have been telling us for decades that they have been. Their homes have been demolished, they have been targeted. That violence has been met by Israeli-led forces under Netanyahu's racist policies." She continued, "What we're really telling Palestinians fighting apartheid is the same thing being told to my fellow Black Americans across our country here that are fighting against police brutality. There's no form of acceptable resistance to state violence except for the denial of people's dignity. And we need to stop. We need to stop and look at the fact that our own country is enabling it with billions of dollars every year being issued to Israel, even though they are promoting racism and dehumanization." Tlaib added, "We need to hold the international human rights laws that are saying to our folks across the country that they have to abide by, why not Israel? Why not say to Netanyahu currently, who is running on anti-Arab rhetoric consistently, accepting violence by allowing Israeli police and military forces to side with Israeli citizens who are literally physically throwing people out of their homes? U.S. taxpayer dollars shouldn't be used to commit human rights violations. That needs to be said. I have yet to hear anybody from the Biden administration declare that. That our money will not be used to degrade, dehumanize and kill or evict people out of their homes." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.